What was the meat from the side of the hog that you salted but didn't smoke it?
Some of them called it side meat, some called it middling meat.
Middling meat.
Got two names.
Uh-huh. And if you pressed the meat that came from the head of the hog, what was that?
The head.
Mm-hmm.
They call that the head. The jowl on the bottom.
And if they press it, the
souse.
That's souse. And the hard thing in the center of a cherry, you have to spit it out.
Seed.
And what do you call it in a peach?
Kernel.
Kernel. And if the if you break a peach open and the meat comes away from the kernel, what do you call it?
That's a clear seed, you call it.
And the other kind is
cling.
Cling. Mm-hmm. And
that
bean.
That goes by the name of press and a cling.
Either one.
That's
press two.
Press is the one that sticks to the seed.
Sticks to the seed.
And then the cling is the one that sticks to the
seed. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? Some beans that don't have to be shelled? You just snap, break them
snap
up?
Beans.
Snap beans.
Yeah.
And beans that you do have to shell, what?
Butter beans.
Sir?
Butter beans.
Butter beans. And when turnips or beets get about that high, I wonder what they're called. If you cut them off and boil them,
turnips
or beets get about that high. When you cut that off and boil that, what's that called?
Well, there's a cabbage, you cut them off and boil them. A collard green, you cut it off and boil it. Mm-hmm. And then a turnip green.
You just call it turnip greens?
Turnip green, or cabbage green, or collard green.
You ever call it a salad?
Hmm?
You ever call that salad?
Yeah, they call it salad.
Salad.
The late days, you know, we always call it turnip.
Or just greens. Uh-huh.
My day is coming up, it's turnips.
Just turnips. You never use
it? Have it. Turnips and hog jowl and taters. Sweet potatoes, that's what they call it in my
days.
Turnips and side meat, a ham bone, anything like that, Mom would fix it up. And it was good, too. Wasn't no salad to it in them days.
Just green.
If you want any onions in, you could put them in there. If you want pepper salt, you could put it in there. Green pepper, either one.
Did your mother ever heat milk on the stove?
Yes.
Make a kind of cheese out of it? What was that?
No, she never did do that.
Uh-huh.
She'd bring milk to a boil to make a oyster stew with, but that's all.
I see. And corn that you just shuck and cook and eat with your fingers?
That's roast meal.
Uh-huh. And
boil them or bake them, either
one. And a little animal that's black with a white stripe, and he smells bad if you're scaring.
Oh, cat. And a skunk, they call him. A civet cat. Civet cat's a little one.
Oh, a civet cat's
a little cat. A little stink, great. He's just about that pole cat.
I see. I don't know.
There's two of them cats, two kinds.
What does a civet cat look like?
He looks like a pole cat, only he's small. He's about as big as that kitten, y'all.
Well, that's small.
Boys make them shine up.
While we're talking about that, how about these little things that hop around? Some of them live in the grass and some in the water. Big ones live in the water.
Frogs? Bullfrogs?
Bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs in the water, toad frogs in the yard.
Do you ever have any live on your bushes?
Yeah.
Do you ever have any frogs that live on your bushes?
Yes, they jump up on us.
Do you have a name for that? They sing sometimes, or
spring frog.
That's a spring. And
if you don't mind at all, I'll tell you a tale on my wife's dad about the frogs.
I'd like to hear it.
He was down here. He lived across the creek down there, about 3 miles. He's a terrible fisherman. He's like myself. He loves to go fishing, and he catches them once of them spring frogs.